Good morning. How are you two today? I guess the kids have been coming to the 8 o'clock service. I had a whole passel of them. Yeah. Do you know what today is? Is it Christmas?
Nope.
It's not Christmas? What is the season of the church?
I forget. Winter?
Winter's close, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's coming later, but it's Epiphany. It's Epiphany is the name of the season that simply means to reveal or to show. But it's such a hard word. Epiphaneo. That's a neat word though, isn't it? But today is a very special day because today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Now, you guys know what baptism is?
Yes.
Let's go figure it out. Come on, come with me. Yes. What does the word baptism mean? From a Greek word, baptizo, what do you think it means? It's very fancy. To be blessed by God, kind of. What else?
To be blessed with water that's holy.
Very good. You know what's funny? You know what it really means?
What?
It's a very simple word. What's this?
Water. Holy water.
When you see water in a bowl, what do you usually think of?
Drinking water.
You drink your water out of a bowl?
Sometimes.
Different strokes for different folks. Yeah, I usually think that something's going to get washed. That's what I think. Like if you see water in the sink, you think, oh, we're going to wash dishes. That's when I run. Yeah, it's, and you know what baptism means? To wash with water. That's what it means. That's all it means, wash with water. And so Jesus got baptized, and that's what we celebrate today. So you get washed with water. And I think you're both baptized, yeah?
Yeah, I was baptized.
I remember yours. And so someone came, me in one of your cases, came and did what?
Baptized
us. Yeah, and we said, I baptize you, I wash you with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you got washed. You got wet. Right? I mean, that's the whole thing. That's what's so great about baptism is that you get all wet and God pours out God's love on you in baptism. Now, you know, being Lutheran Christians, we have a very small little font and we're all very careful with it. Just a little bit of water, not too much grace. But what God does is God just like makes a mess with it. God says it's all for you. It's for you. And we get all covered with God's love and God's grace in water. That's baptism. It's God saying, you and you are God's child, God's beloved. It's kind of neat. And in the end, the baptismal font and the floor and everybody gets wet because God loves all of it. Now, we light this candle and we're going to have our faithful acolyte come out. We only light this candle at special times, and today is one of those days, the baptism of Jesus. And when you all were baptized, we lit it as well. Huh? How's she going to reach it? Oh, you're so practical. You are your mother's child. Watch this. So we light this when we do baptisms and funerals, and on the baptism of Jesus, and throughout Easter. That's when we light this candle. So today, we light the candle to remind you that God has gotten you all wet.
And
so am I going to also. So you guys can go back to your places and we'll sing our hymn and I'll clean up the mess.